can truly tell. I don't need a crown. I'm the king with the sound. Catch me on the rise. I'm the artist all around. Shining every day. And I ain't gonna stop. From the bottom to the top. Yeah, so steady on top. Haters looking mad. Wishing they could pop like a pop. But it's top in the block. Diamonds on my body. Lightning in the parade. Blings on my body. Glowing as I go from the head to the toes. I get a high state, living like a boss. OMG, I'm the boss, yeah. Leaning on you, yeah. I'm a shining real bright. Eyes on my wrist, yeah. Me flexing all the night, yeah. Dancing the light, yeah. Spotlight on me, yeah. Sitting on the juice, yeah. OMG, yeah. Oh, BT. I got a high state. My eyes got me blinging, my eyes got me to the top. Straight to the top. Straight, yeah. The king with the sound. I'm the new king with the sound, yeah. BT. I'm the bling doctor, yeah. Eyes, baby, eyes on me. I still sleep, my eyes got me blinging. Blinking to the top, yeah, spotlight on me. New king with the sound, OMG, yeah. Sound, yeah.
You gotta love this, yeah. Bling on you, bling on me. Talk about everything we all gonna be. What they talking about? What they talking about? What's up, y'all? We had some technical difficulties earlier, but it's your boy DJ BJ Clark back on the microphone today. I hope y'all have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed day. That was BT with Bling On You. All these songs are provided by independent artists from around the world. And I want to thank all the independent artists from around the world. You know, some of these folks are skeptical. And it's okay. It's fine to be skeptical about things you see on the internet. Okay? Don't want to be one of those people that buy something off the internet, and all of a sudden, you get it. It comes back to you as like a rock or a stick or something. You know, something weird. You know what I mean? How y'all doing? I'm random, as always. Just like these pop-up shows. We had some technical difficulties earlier, so I had to do some things in the main office. But let me ask y'all this question. Is it success that people are afraid of, or is it the act of becoming successful, or what is the fear of success? You know, is it something that's inside our like our belief system inside? You know what I mean? Or I ask myself, why do people say they want success, but afraid to go for it? Just go for it. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say they want success. They say they want freedom. They say they want a better life, financial peace. You know what I mean? Most people say they want a bigger purpose. Or even some people say, you know, even to become known worldwide for my talents and my gifts. You know, people wish those things, okay? But the question is, here's the question. If so many people want success, why do so few people truly chase it? You know? When we go out to the bar, you're hanging out with the buddies, and you start talking to them, you know, like, DJ, BJ, What you up to, man? You know, man, just running miles every day. Just got done doing the USA Track and Field National 4 Mile National Championship. But I'll tell you the truth, bud. I really want to go to Boston, and I want to run in the Boston Marathon. Oh, that's great, DJ BJ. You know, I was thinking about building a house. My dream is to build a house out in the country. I said, that's awesome, bro. Hey, I got a guy. Now I'm about to help him. Now I'm in help mode. Hey, I got a guy. He's actually got a piece of land out there for sale in between. You want to go check it out with me, man? I mean, it's dirt cheap, for crying out loud, Bob. And he's like, nah, BJ. You know, I was just talking. Okay. So you don't want it. You don't want to chase this dream because I'll help you. The answer is simply this deep. It's deep, but it's not. A lot of people want the dream, but they struggle believing they are worthy of capable of living the dream. Because success starts in the mid long before. The success is a process. And it's going to show up later down the line in real life. It takes a while because success starts in the mid long before it shows up in real life. Now, someone can say, I want to be successful. But if deep down they're not thinking it, you know? People like me don't make it, you know. Let's just think that. Let's tell our friends, I want to be successful. And then as we pause, we say to ourselves internally, people like me don't make it. You know that. Why are you telling these people that? See. They've already built a wall between themselves and the future. You've already set up obstacles that you'll never even decide to jump over. Because in your mind, you don't believe what you're saying. Sometimes the biggest prison a person lives in has no doors. Okay? The biggest prison people live in has no locks, has no bars. The prison is our own thoughts. It's not believing in yourself. A lot of dreams don't die because people don't have talent. They die because people talk themselves out of starting. They say stuff like, what if I fail? What if people laugh at me, DJ BJ? What if I'm not good enough? What if nothing? What if it never happens? But what if it does? What if it does? See, what if the dream that was placed in your heart was there for a reason? The same imagination that allows us to see everything that could go wrong. Come on now. You know, that same imagination where you see things, the car breaking down before you get to work. You know, things go wrong, your imagination. That same imagination can help you make things go right. Uh-huh. Sometimes people are not afraid of failure. Sometimes they're actually afraid of who they would have to become to reach success. Yeah. I think people are afraid of becoming the success, more of what the outcome. See, because success requires change. It does. You have to change. If you want things to be bigger and better, you have to change. You have to get better. Am I right? If you want better things in life, you've got to become better. That's what it takes to acquire success. You cannot ask for a new life while holding on to every old bad habit. Okay, all those bad habits, you got to let those go. You cannot ask for growth while staying in every comfortable environment. Cuz that's not how change happens. That's not how growth happens. That's why they call it growing pains. You cannot become the person you were created to be while only making decisions based on the person you used to be. See, growth requires letting go. Growth, success, it requires discipline. Freedom requires responsibility. Everybody wants the victory, but not everybody wants the process that creates the victories. People see championships, but you see a winner. You want to be a winner, right? Right? Everybody wants to win. But see, people see the championship trophy, but they don't see the early morning grinds. Waking up at 4:45, going to bed as early as you can to get the recovery in. They see, and here's the thing, I'm talking to my independent artists real quick. They see musicians on stage, but they don't see the years and years and years of practicing alone before they even get on the stage. They see the business owner succeeding, but they don't see the sacrifices in the moments of uncertainty. See, they see the athletes winning the race, but they don't see every single mile that was ran that nobody was watching. That's why I say, folks, success is built in private before it's celebrated in public. Another reason why people struggle chasing success is because they compare their beginning to someone else's chapter number 29. They look at somebody who has already been through chapter 10, 15, 20, 25. Right? Then they say to themselves, why am I not there? Here it is, 2 days. You're 2 days into the process. Sometimes it takes people 20 to 30 years. How long have I been on the radio for, and these guys are just now starting to discover who I am? I've been doing radio for 25 years, and you're just now learning about me. Yeah. Every successful person had a day one. Every expert has once had a beginning, or is a beginner. Sorry about that. Every person you admire had moments when they actually doubted themselves. Yeah, ladies, Beyonce, you love Beyonce? There was a moment where Beyonce, I'm sure she had moments where she was insecure about her voice. She was, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. The difference is they keep moving. They keep going. Your dream do not require perfection, guys. They require commitment. Sometimes you have to believe before you see results. You have to plant seeds before you see it harvest. You have to work on yourself before the whole world could even recognize or see you. And here's the truth. Success is not about fame. Let's talk about it. Success is not only about fame. It's not about money. Success is becoming the person you were meant to become, because you can become famous and still feel empty if you never built yourself on the inside. Real success is waking up with a purpose. Real success is using your gifts. Real success is impacting lives. Real success is creating something that you can leave be a legacy. Real success is creating something you can live off of, right? Leave behind you for your kids' kids. The world does not need another copy of Divine Choice. There's only going to be one Divine Choice. She's a phenomenal singer-songwriter. Somebody to admire. The world needs versions of you, though. The world needs versions of you that have the courage to show up. Your dreams were not given to you by accident. Come on, come on, come on now. No, they were not.
Who are you? What you gonna do to turn your world around? Bleary-eyed and bumble, so faded I disappear. Heartily stumble over rocks and roots and bears. The moon or something's calling through the trees. I'm suddenly falling, what does it mean for me? Never really cared if I was up or down the stairs. Lights were off or on or if you were or were not there. I'm facing blue and I cannot change the view. Suddenly all the feels are rushing over me. If I could steal a moment from the time machine that's holding over me, what would I find if I could step outside my mind and get some clarity? Pretty sure that ceases. Who are you and what you gonna do to turn your world around? Who are you and what you gonna do to turn your world around? I could level up. I could play the game. I could measure up. If I could change the world,
just change one thing.
Change one thing.
Change one thing.
Who are you? What you gonna do to turn your world around? Who are you? And what you gonna do to turn your world around?
I gave him old days, I gave it. I got a son, he growing, smart as hell, bold as be damn, I let this world have him corrupt. So every day I give it to the Most High, the only one that built me. When I was down, he picked me. See, me and you, let's set it. Cause this world, we had enough of all these fake friends and fake love. All the years cause you held it for your kids. Held it down cause the fathers never did. I fell for you back in the day when we was friends. I'm talking love at the tender age of 10. Talking boys and girls club, we were both young thugs. I'm throwing the east, you throwing the dub. Hey, what it is, what's up? Feel like you need a love, and you the one I've been dreaming of. On me, never give up, cause I'ma hold you down. You need someone to man, I'll be the one to stand. Hey, what it is, what's up? Feel like you need a love, and you the one I've been dreaming of. On me, never give up, cause I'ma hold you down. You need someone to man, I'll be the one to stand. Hey. Yeah. Hey. You need someone to man, I'll be the one to stand. Hey. Yeah. Hey. You need someone to man, I'll be the one to stand. A lethal weapon, yeah, she's God's blessing. Hard, big as the world, raised beautiful girls, even raised a son up to be a grown man. Someone who never gave, always kept her head. I know them bed, trying to follow her path. She throwing salt on them slugs and just laugh. She Tennessee Titan, I can see that fighting her. Together, let's write it up, the world, let's light it. Hey, what it is, what's up? Feel like you need a love, and you the one I've been dreaming of. On me, never give up, cause I'ma hold you down. Someone to man, I'll be the one to stand. Hey, what it is, what's up? Feel like you need a love, and you the one I've been dreaming of. On me, never give up, cause I'ma hold you down. You need someone to man, I'll be the one to stand.
C-Mac does it again, baby. Trouble Man on 104.5. You know what? I love the song. Every time I hear the song Trouble Man, man, it's something about the beat. It go, ba-da-boo, 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 ba-da-boo. Yep. Oh, man. It's been great. I had a birthday 2 days ago. And I feel good. I feel good for my in my mid-40s now. I can say that. And I feel good. I feel good. You know. Still running miles, and that's really what I like to do in my life is to run miles. See how many miles I can get. Somebody saw me Monday, and they're like, hey, how are you? I saw you running the other day. I said, yep. I think that was like a 15-mile day, and it really truly was Monday. It was a beautiful day. All right. Speaking of, hey, I want to give a big shout out to collegeradiodirectory.com. I want to thank those guys first and foremost. Here's the thing. I am a firm believer to appreciate those that are really there for you and support. And they say, the support system, you know, you're not above your support system. And here's the thing, a lot of independent artists, and I'm not picking on the independent artist, but I'm just saying, because we were talking about success and fame and stuff like that, right? But I feel like when people reach more and more stardom, fame, more money, they forget about the people that were there for them in the very beginning. You know what I'm talking about? And then whenever you get to like that certain plateau to where, you know, that one supporter, like CU Bands and Fans, big shout out to Terry Miller Brown from CU Bands and Fans. Terry Miller Brown from CU Bands and Fans, love Terry Miller first and foremost. First sponsor of the After Work Drive show, first sponsor for DJ BJ Clark. All right. Then we can't forget about Po' Boys Barbecue, Po' Boys Restaurant, and Papa John's on Florida Avenue in Urbana, baby. These places are some of the core foundations of DJ BJ Clark. Right? Now what kind of person would I be? All right, here we are. You know, we got a lot of followers, and we're teamed up with collegeradiodirectory.com. They got over 120 25K followers. You know what I'm saying? We got a little bit of traction. But here's the thing. What if I just thought that I did it all by myself and that I didn't need no help whatsoever? Now, what kind of person would I be if I thought like that? That's why I always think gratitude and appreciation is a good core thing to hold on to if you want to, number one, achieve bigger and better, greater things in life, first and foremost. But also, it really makes people feel good when you go back and you say, "Hey, Danny Sky, I was thinking about you today, brother, and I want to thank you for your support and all the things that you have contributed to making 104.5 WRFU and the Afterwork Drive Show a success. Thank you. I appreciate you." You know, and that guy, he's going to be like, "Man, DJ, BJ," he may say something else, kind words, back and forth. But that's what real team members do. That's what a great future looks like. A great team, gratitude, appreciation, high fives by the water cooler. Yeah. You guys ever see the NBA teams that win? Hey, you ever see a team that wins? Don't they all look happy all the time? Even the guy that never touches the court, for some reason, he's got the biggest smile on the face. He's handing out towels and water bottles. He might as well call himself the water boy, but he's happy because the team's winning. Don't matter who's playing, right? Same thing in life, guys. If we want to have a better life, we got to high-five our wives. We got to high-five our kids for taking out the trash. We got to high-five our kids for getting A's and B's on their report cards. Okay? Reward with a lot of people just think, "Oh, my wife knows I love her. She knows. I don't have to tell her." But guess what? She needs that affirmation. Ladies, your man needs to hear words of affirmation, positive words of affirmation. Okay? I'll tell you what. Here's a 7-day challenge. Every time your man does something right, give him all the praises. Guarantee 14 days later, he will keep doing it. And it'll be routine because he's going to want to hear, "I'm so proud of you. Well done. You're the best." Give it a shot. I don't know. I don't know about you. I like when people tell me I'm doing a good job because I'll keep doing it. You're listening to DJ BJ Clark on 104.5.
You'll never leave me, wanna forsake me. No matter how many times I failed, as long as I'm breathing, I'll seek you. Your promise that you're unshaken. With all that I
mine.